I'm doing this year's Tour de France challenge, mimicking it the best I can. I have the rollers and turbo trainers and all set up in the shed. So I'm trying to do that the best I can. And I'm doing it for a Wexford Special Olympics. It's a cause very close to my own heart. There's a huge family connection involved there. My mother, my auntie, and a cousin, actually, are all volunteers in the club. And I have a cousin that's an athlete in the club. So every year, we usually hold a cake sale down in St. Michael's Hall. And obviously, with everything going on, we weren't able to do it this year. So with my interest in cycling, I started to come up with the idea of, you know, we'll give this a shot and raise funds for the club.
Yeah, so as you mentioned there, you'd usually do this kind of bake sale, and it's an annual event for you guys in the club there. And I know it brings an awful lot of fun there, but this is something almost completely different. And cycling is something that you've been interested in for quite a while. But, you know, this is beyond cycling, really. It's probably the toughest challenge you can undertake. So why did you decide for this one in particular?
Just with my keen interest in cycling, I said, what would possibly be the toughest thing I could do and put my body through a huge challenge? I've done a few other challenges in the last 2 years, like the Ring of Ireland and the Ring of Kerry, stuff like that. But this is just on a whole new level, as you say. Huge distances every day. So planning out the whole thing, the food, getting on the bike, getting mentally prepared in the Special Olympics. They're just such amazing athletes. They never give up. I said, I'll just try something that's really, really hard and use them as an inspiration to get through it.
And I'm sure they're going to use you as an inspiration now in the future as well. So just explain to people, you're actually trying to mimic the actual course and the different stages of the tour every year. So there are climbing days and there are sprint days and that kind of thing. So how are you achieving the different days?
Yeah, well, I have it all planned out, as I said. I have it in front of me on a sort of pin board. So there's a flat day. You know, you don't really have to do too much. Your carb levels don't have to be up too much. You can just sit back and not really go slow, but it's a handy sort of day. So it's the climbing days and the hilly days that are the toughest, more of a mental strain and strain on the legs, because to be honest, it's my weak area. I downloaded the tracks and got in the information off the internet about the different gradients. So I use the resistance on the turbo trainers up to the highest gear, put the bike in the big ring and just try to mimic that gradient as much as I can. It's very tough, to be honest with you.
And the lads that are doing the Tour de France every year, they have a massive team behind them, people to look after the bike when they're not on it, and people to feed them and that kind of stuff. You're just a man in a shed here in County Wexford, so it must be difficult to just be doing this on your own, or are you getting help from, you know, your friends and family?
Well, no, definitely my family and my friends, actually. I have a friend that works in Holland & Barrett, Brian. He's amazing, really, with the knowledge. He's helped me get all the different products, and, you know, he's really helping me get through it. Then I actually studied as a chef as well before. So the food, that part is fairly easy. But as you say, yeah, there's a huge team that these professional teams have for the different days. That's fairly all tough. You just have to sort of sit back on the bike and just focus on what the music I do be listening to and just keep on thinking of the cause you're doing it for, really.
And it's classical music that you choose in particular when you're on the bike, isn't it?
For climbing days, yeah. I find it's very peaceful. And when I'm doing yoga and stretching at home, it sort of calms the mind and focuses on the breathing and helps me pace. When I'm doing climbing days, I use that to really help me pace my breathing so I don't, you know, blow up. Apart from that, any other day, I'd go for the rock or the type metal type of music to keep me pumped up a bit.
Very good, yeah. And you're posting every day on social media as well. That's about your progress and your meals and that kind of stuff. There was a lovely sweet potato and coconut milk soup there I saw the other day, which looked absolutely delicious. Does posting about it, does that help to maintain the focus that you want to keep? And it kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow, I suppose. The people are watching for you every day. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. It's a huge help. The support, you know, our friends and family on Facebook, people reaching out for motivation, and it's the awareness to keep doing the challenge and, you know, to put it out there, and hopefully more eyes will be on it. The feedback of people to keep me going has just been amazing. I'd just like to take this chance to thank everyone that's been in touch with me so far.
And has it been hard for you as a cyclist with all the, you know, the bad weather we've had recently? It's lashing rain out there again as we record this. And, you know, we've had the restrictions. You can only go 5K from your house. So you can't actually get out on the bike much at the minute. I guess this is a healthy way to get out those frustrations that you might have as well, that, you know, you can actually get on the bike and do something positive and progressive.
Oh no, exactly. With the 5K limit, it's fairly tough because I love nothing more than just getting up on the morning. Today I'll end up in Kilkenny or go to Tipperary or Wicklow, you know, anything like that. It'll hold you back a bit, but being able to go just out in the shade and get on the bike and enjoy every minute of it, at least there's that option that you can keep the body motivated and keep the body ticking over. I love every minute of it anyway.
And for the tour last year, we had the Irish interest with Sam Bennett taking home that green jersey. So does someone like him, does he inspire you?
He's a hero. He's a personal hero to me anyway. Him, Sean Kelly, the stuff they've done in cycling is amazing. But for Sam to do what he done, he's the first rider in 30-odd years, I think, since Sean Kelly to win the green jersey. And he just brought a huge boost home to Ireland at a difficult time. It was really nice to get behind him and followed all the races.
You originally set a goal for €500 for the club, a pretty modest one, and you've smashed that now, in fairness. You're heading for €1,500 as we speak. So it's certainly bringing awareness and much-needed funds at this, you know, very difficult time for a club too.
Yeah, I set the 500 goal and I honestly thought it was a struggle to go on to get that. There's a lot of people out there now at the moment fundraising for different causes because everyone has a lot of time. So get past the 500 to get the 8, as you said, it's up to 1,500 at the moment. It's amazing. It just goes to show that the huge support people can give in hard times is been took back by it, really, the support you can get off people.
And that's one thing that we do here in Wexford really well, is we do support our charity events, and especially something like this, something that's a bit unusual and a bit out there. And,
oh, definitely.
Yeah, and if people want to support you, how can they do that?
You can go ahead on my Facebook page. I'm updating all the posts and the progress of every day. I share a link to my GoFundMe page that'll bring you straight in, and you can donate easily through there. Or if you just go on the internet and type in Neil's Tour de France Challenge, it should bring you straight in. The support would mean a lot to the club. If anyone is out there and they want to donate, even the price of a coffee, it'll just all add up and it'll go very far.
Absolutely. And a final question here. Any advice for anyone who, you know, when the weather improves, hopefully they will get back out on the bike and, you know, wants to get a bit of inspiration from you? What kind of advice can you give them?
The main thing I'd say to anyone is just enjoy every second of being on the bike. If you're doing a 5K, if you're a 50, just cycling to the shop, just enjoy every minute of being on the bike. If you're training hard for any competitions or anything, to just mentally accept it's going to be tough. Accept that you'll have ups and downs on days, but if you put in the hard work and believe in yourself, anything is possible and it'll all pay off.